We're glad today to sign our jobs bill. I mean, joined by a bipartisan group of legislators across the state with next generation businesses. It's just with this very high unemployment rate, it's important that we all work together to get people back to work. This will give us many more additional tools to make sure Missouri is on the cutting edge of coming out of this recession and moving forward.
So far today, what kind of response have you gotten from the people you've met with around the state?
Well, people have been very excited. I mean, over at the Community College in St. Louis, now we're over at a construction facility here in Kansas City, design facility, all over the place. People are ready to get back to work, and they understand that if we coming out of this recession, we got to have a trained workforce, but we've got to make jobs for the future. And consequently, we've had a great turnout of folks all across the state, and a very exciting day.
Kind of a good news, bad news day on the jobs front. Looks like a lot of dealerships going to be possibly affected by the GM path to financial ruin. But on the other side, Walmart, which of course has a huge history in Missouri, is showing an upswing and getting ready to open a lot more stores and possibly hiring on a lot more folks. Any reaction to either of those?
Well, just that we're seeing, I think, the bottom of this recession. I really do think that we're in the beginning stages of moving our way out. And that's why it's so important that we give our economic development team the tools to attract new businesses and expand Missouri businesses, as well as the job training and other parts of this measure that make a real difference. But I know there's going to be some bounces at the bottom here, but as I travel the state, I see a sense of optimism on the people of Missouri. While I know that both in the car industry as well as in commercial industry there are challenges right now, we're still, I think, in a very optimistic mode about what the long-range picture for Missouri is.
So now that this bill is signed into law, will your office be working with economic development and putting some plans into place?
Right. Director Martinez is traveling with me today as we lay out a future. Literally, as we've been moving across the state, we've been touching people as we go. I mean, I was on the phone with all of the workforce investment boards across the state with our Next Generation Summer Jobs Program, where 6,000 youth will be working hard this summer in Next Generation Jobs across the state with Recovery Act dollars. We're also talking about the potential expansion of a battery facility here in Kansas City. Last night, we cut a ribbon at Novus, which is a new headquarters for a company that does business now in 80 countries for helping make more efficient and healthy animals in the poultry and in pork area. So it's important for us. So as we're traveling the state, we are literally visiting with folks who are expanding their businesses, are putting together business models to add jobs here in Missouri.
What are some of the hard luck stories that you're hearing out there?
Right. I mean, one of the great circles we took was when I announced this jobs program early as a piece of legislation early in my tenure. We did it at one of the community colleges in St. Louis, where literally they were training and trying to retrain laid off auto workers to work for Boeing and work for Ameren as linemen and whatnot. And to come back through that and see the hundreds of people who have got that training and to see the expanded capacity that we're going to have for health education, for jobs out there, for nurses and others. There are people hurting out there, but it's much better for us to take people who are out of work and put them in training programs to get them ready for next generation jobs than it is to have them sit home and just get unemployment. So consequently, the community colleges and the public education network at the technical school areas are all incredibly important. So yeah, you see people that are working who are unemployed, but they're working on their education. They're working on strengthening their work skills so that they can get employed as this economy bounces back.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The numbers that just came out through higher ed yesterday show that the FAFSA application rates are just way up over last year, and looks like there could be various reasons as to why more students are applying for student aid. It could be that enrollment's up, could be that students are just needing more money, and it also could be some of these folks who have lost their jobs are deciding to go back to school. So how does that play an importance with school funding both federally and statewide?
Well, first of all, in school funding, one of the investments we made this year was an all-time high of our foundation formula, but equally importantly, the tuition deal that we struck with higher education to hold their funding flat, even in a difficult budget year, with the guarantee that we would see no increase in tuition for Missouri students going to two-year or four-year institutions of higher education. That's a bet on the future. That's a bet that we're happy to make. Like I said before, I mean, folks that are underemployed or folks that are unemployed, now they're thinking much more about what what training can I get and how can that training lead to a job, rather than being in a situation of not being empowered. And we are pressing forward and will continue to press forward next year with our Missouri Promise program to hopefully expand the number of folks that access higher education to improve their work skills.
Governor, whenever you gave your inauguration speech, you talked about economic development. You've been pushing this bill and commended the legislature for getting it through. This is not the first bill that you're signing, but I would venture a guess that it might be the one that's most important to you. How do you feel today?
Well, clearly it was the key to our legislative session, and it was literally the first thing we did and basically the last thing we did. So once again, I thank today and will continue to thank the bipartisan coalition of senators and representatives that put party labels aside and put Missouri first. And because of that, we'll have the cutting-edge economic development tools that are necessary to compete in a new world. So how do I feel today? I feel very, very appreciative of the Democrats and Republicans, rural and urban, that came together to craft a meaningful piece of legislation to begin the rebound from Missouri. So whether it's important for me personally or not, it's not the point. We need to get Missourians back to work, and given the additional tools to do that, the thing that would make me most happy was to see that unemployment rate down and to see Missourians heading back to jobs.